016.
Next is 1B016 by Supervisors Alexander and Borkowski.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is this 1B016 that you've called? Just clarifying which amendment.
Yeah, that's what I had in my packet as the next one, is that...
Okay.
That's...
I was just making sure I didn't mix them up. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is that what everybody had?
1B016.
1-6.
Thank you. Several days ago, this committee approved an amendment to remove the Lindsay Park Play Area Replacement Revitalization Project from the proposed 2014 budget, and to use that funding instead to do a basketball court refurbishment at McGovern Park. The conversation at that time was regarding whether or not it was bond funding or sales tax funding that would be used for these parks improvements and replacements at the parks. The amendment in front of you would be a substitute for the amendment approved several days ago. It provides funding via general obligation bonds for both Lindsay Park and McGovern Park. At that last meeting, supervisors voiced concern for sales tax being a source of funding. I agree that sales tax does not need to be a source of funding. For Lindsay Park, I've also talked with financial researchers for Milwaukee County, and they've determined that neither park needs to be funded with tax dollars. Part of the reasoning a few days ago that committee members expressed a willingness and desire to move the funding was as a bonding issue, and that sales tax dollars were more appropriate for one park.
Anybody know what that is?
Probably a bond.
Let's see.
It's your foot on the one underneath.
We can see what the wire is.
Okay. Okay, sorry about that, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A few days ago, supervisors were concerned about sales tax or bonding being the source of funding for either Lindsay or McGovern Park. It appears that bonding can be a source, a funding source for the improvement of both parks. Further, information was brought forward at the last meeting on this topic that McGovern Park had been untouched in over 20 years. I believe that information was slightly misinformed because McGovern Park was funded in 2008 and 2012, so it looks like both parks are in similar situations to each other where they've both received some funding in the past, but not funding for the amenities that supervisors representing those districts have felt would be most appropriate to meet community needs in both cases. I also have a concern that the original amendment 1B004, which this committee passed a few days ago, is flawed. It only includes four planning and design phases in 2014 with construction in 2015, but planning and design phases for a basketball court project only cost about $39,000, not over $200,000. So the amendment that I'm offering would correct that error and fund for the basketball courts to be replaced in 2014 rather than having to wait until 2015 to accomplish that.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, the other day I chaired the meeting at which an apparent compromise had been reached, but at some point that compromise dissipated. So I am moving to approve this in the spirit of trying to be diplomatic the other day as I was.
Can we reconsider first?
Yeah, you have to reconsider first.
Oh, Mr. Let's see. I was on, Mr. Chairman, I move to reconsider 1B013. 1B01. 00. Fine.
What? You were not on the prevailing side, so you cannot make that motion.
I wasn't. Okay. Thank you.
So. Those who voted against it were?
Correct.
I'll make the motion, Mr. Chair.
1B004.
Oh, those who voted for it. Okay. Voted against it.
Johnson voted against it, no?
Who voted for it?
I'll move reconsideration of Amendment 1B004. Yes.
Right. Supervisor Bowen.
Mr. Chair, are we sure that this is a compromise? Because Supervisor Khalif Rainey isn't here to comment on that.
Well, if you'd like to move to lay it over till he can appear, I'd be happy to entertain that.
Okay, let's do that. I'll move to lay it over.
Put this at the bottom with the behind. We have Supervisor Rainey's other amendment and Supervisor Sassoon's amendment, so that'll be behind that. The next item in our package is another one of